We wish to congratulate the presidency on the committed efforts on the successful second review conference, the Lausanne Action Plan and political declaration, as well as we thank the CCMISU for their work and support. MPA would primarily like to underline that we stand in solidarity with the people of Afghanistan through this challenging period. MPA stresses our commitment to the essence of the convention, where we commend the work already done and continue efforts to ensure civilians are protected from indiscriminate effects of cluster munitions. As an operator, we often witness firsthand how harmful these weapons are and what crucial difference it makes when political will is translated into actionable measures to fully implement the convention and to eradicate the harm cluster munitions perpetrate. In light of the extension requests submitted by Afghanistan, Mauritania, and Chile to ensure protection of civilians, the preconditions for fulfilling the convention obligations must be provided. Ensuring safe access, targeting the response to the populations and areas in need in a gender and diversity sensitive manner, and enhancing national capacity for sustainable residual contamination management are the minimum necessary prerequisites for success. Building on this conference and the Lausanne Action Plan, and learning from the demonstrated success of country coalitions, we encourage states parties, affected states, and operators to partner and mobilize joint efforts for the world free of cluster munitions. Affected states must enhance national ownership and develop strategic plans aimed at realistic, timely, and meaningful fulfillment of the convention obligations. National action plans and strategies of affected states, donor requirements, and operators must all mainstream gender and diversity and enable a tailored, needs-based response, which ensures a meaningful, an effective, and a sustainable solution to end the suffering from the cluster munitions contamination. MPA also wishes to align ourselves with the statement of the Mine Action Review, of which we are an advisory board member, and the statement of the Gender and Diversity Working Group, of which we are currently a co-chair and a member. Thank you.